بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. Many people are asking nowadays. One, we're going to reopen our mosques and our Islamic centers and our religious institutions. Isn't it time to go back? My friends, let me share with you that the state officials, health officials of our states and our counties, a few days ago, issued and produced a directive, guidelines, for religious leaders as how to open their Islamic centers and their mosques. And in these guidelines, there are a lot of requirements and preparations. Many of them, when we study them carefully, and we had a meeting through Zoom, many of our Islamic centers participated in Southern California, Northern California in this meeting. When we analyzed them and discussed them and studied them carefully, we found out that we are not ready for it because these requirements are very serious, very tough, very restrictive. And if we don't abide by them, there is punishment. There is penalty that has to be paid. One of them is that you can have only 20%, 25% of your capacity. One of them is that you have to maintain social distance between the congregants, which is at least 6 feet between them. One of them that you have to disinfect everything from A to Z, everything from the doorknob to the podium, to the prayers mat, to the faucets for the wudu facility, to everything. Every part, every piece and part of your center has to be sanitized and cleaned. And therefore, we found that we are still not ready. Besides, we have to test people before they enter the mosque, and we don't have the equipment to test. And some people get offended. Why are you testing me? What's wrong with me? So at this moment, I can say with full confidence, without being emotional, being rational, that the vast majority of the Islamic centers and mosques in the nation are not ready to reopen because a human life is at stake. And a human life, saving a human lives, is more important than anything else. Protecting human lives, public health, is more important than opening an Islamic center. We can worship. We can worship at our homes. Alhamdulillah, the faithfuls, the observants, they did not stop off short of worshiping God in their homes. They turned their homes, their rooms, into mosques. قِبْلَ وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَ. God said to Moses and Aaron, tell your community to make their homes qibla, place of worship. So alhamdulillah, Our homes are being turned into places of worship, and we are listening and following lectures all over the places. So we have to wait. We have to be patient. We have to make sure 100% that it is completely safe and healthy to go back to our Islamic centers. I miss the mosque, believe me, and I know you also, you too. You too miss the mosques and the Islamic centers and these beautiful gatherings. We miss them. We miss the social gatherings. We miss seeing our brothers and sisters and socializing with them and worshiping along with them together. But it is not safe yet. And we have to contribute into making our communities and societies healthier and more protected against this pandemic. So whenever, inshallah, we deem it is safe to go back, definitely we would not delay it one more day. We will announce that the mosques now are ready to receive the observance and the faithful, inshallah. And we will go. Definitely we will go. It's a matter of weeks. I really don't know the time. Nobody is able to know. But whenever we get together, and the uqala, the rational people in every Islamic center, they get together and they deem it safe and ready, and we are prepared, then we have to go. But let me say one thing, my friends. Things are going to change. Our approach, our methods, our responsibilities are going to be bigger when we go back. We cannot afford carelessness. We cannot afford being irresponsible. We cannot afford taking the mosques and the Islamic centers in this nation for granted. We have to take care of cleanliness, organization, discipline. When we go back, the mosque belongs to God and to all worshipers. It's not a private property. It does not belong to any person, to any family, to any group. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. The mosque is your home and my home and everybody else's home. It's a public place, so we have to take care of it. Life is based on give and take. Give and take, not just take. Not just we go there and we expect the mosque to serve us, but when it comes to us, we have no responsibility. We have to be responsible. We have to treat the mosque like our own homes. The way we take care of the decoration, the cleanliness, the beauty, the fragrance of our homes, we should do the same in the mosque. We should be more responsible to keep the mosque healthy, the environment healthy, and to keep people protected and happy, inshallah. Inshallah, we will go one day. We pray. Our job is to pray. God sent this pandemic for a reason, and God is going to remove it when He sees fit. When He sees now it is time to remove it, He will remove it, of course, because God cares about us. We are His servants. We are His dependents. He doesn't want to torture us, but He sent it for a reason. He sent it as a wake-up call for all of us, to wake up, to change ourselves, to change our behaviors. There is a new, not very new, it has been working for some time, Islamic Montessori in Anaheim called Guide Academy. I encourage you to register your loved ones. It's from preschool till sixth grade, a good successful Islamic academy. The website is www.guideacademy.org. So go and visit this website, and they are open for the summer courses. May Allah bless you, inshallah. Allahumma kun li waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hassan. صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. I pray for the health and safety and the prosperity of all of you, my loved ones. I miss you all. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.